This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Live from the Edmore Sawgrass Chevrolet Studios, Ed Morse is going to save you. Visit edmoresawgrass.com. This is South Florida High School Sports.com radio on Miami Sports Radio 560 WQAM, 96.5 FM HD2, and streaming at WQAM.com.
And we welcome you back for hour number two of our South Florida High School Sports Show. Larry Bluestein, Dan Day, up until 8 o'clock this evening. Don't forget, if you missed any of the interviews tonight, we had a few in the first hour that if you didn't get a chance to listen to any of them, Jason Beatty talking UCF football, or Will Spicer talking Cardinal Gibbons football, or Coach Earl Sims talking Miami Gulliver prep football, go to WQAM.com, go to the top of the page where it says On Demand, click that and scroll down halfway, and you'll see our South Florida High School Sports Show. And every interview that we have this evening will be up, and we hope you enjoy them now or replaying them at a later date, like tomorrow or so. And we certainly appreciate that as well. As we get back into it in this hour, as I said, Stefan Adams will join us from Canes Insight about 7:45. David Vidala, the sophomore linebacker from American Heritage and Plantation, a good one, has led his team in tackles both years. Corey Bender will talk Gator football. A lot to talk about. A lot of Gator fans, I know they're waiting for that. They have had a tremendous year and doing well on the recruiting trail. But we open up our second hour as we talk to the defending state 2A champions from Champagnat Catholic. Head coach Hector Clavijo is kind enough to join us. Hector, thanks so much for taking the time.
Thank you for having me, Larry. Appreciate it.
Kind of crazy year for everybody. We know that. You guys have definitely been on the road a lot more than you've been home. I mean, no doubt about that this year, but that's kind of a norm for you. This year. You guys have a really, really solid football team. We don't, you know, because of the fact that, you know, you had schools like Chaminade and you know, a lot of the other, St. Thomas and all the defending state champions that all of a sudden started to play as well, you guys got kind of lost in the shuffle. But this team is good, and this team has a not only an opportunity to get back, but has a really good chance of repeating at 2A. Talk about the team and how much work you guys have put in over the last month and a half just to play the game.
I mean, yeah, it's been a fun ride, man. These group of guys have been awesome. I mean, we've played 9 games so far, and it's been really fun. We're getting better and better, and I think we're really playing our best football at the right time. I can't complain. You know, I can't complain, and you know, we're following all the right protocols, you know, on and off the field, and just doing what we can. You know, haven't been you know, had any issues with anything, and it's been great. It's been a real smooth, you know, time of year for us.
From athlete standpoint, you had some holes to fill from last year, and at the beginning, you know, you were trying a couple of kids here and there, but now you seem to have things worked out where you have a rotation, as you said, nine games in or so, that you have a rotation for the playoffs. You have a really good mix of veteran players with some youth. Talk about that because you're going to need that as you continue to go in the playoffs. How's that worked out? Pretty good.
Yeah, it's been awesome. You know, especially offensively, You know, our quarterback play right now is I mean, I think it's elite at this point. I mean, the kid has, I mean, he's averaged the last four games. I think we're averaging like a passer rating of like 168. You know, he's killing it. He's killing it. His overall season pass rating is like 135. He's at 1,500 yards now. You know, 25 touchdowns, four interceptions. I mean, it's been great. Hadn't thrown an interception, I think, in five or six games.
Wow.
So, you know, with that, with the quarterback play being stellar, and the weapons that he has, I mean, it's a great combination. You know, the running back Donovan Jones has been killing it, averaging over nine yards a carry, over 100 yards a game, 10 touchdowns. He's been really that spark for us in the run game. And then as the receiving core, I mean, I don't see one better than ours. You know, Keyshawn Brown, Malik Rutherford, Benson Prosper, Jaden Terzado, Shayon Walton. I mean, those guys are studs. You know, those guys are studs, and nobody really jumps out the stat sheet. You know. But it's across the board. You know, three guys with 20-plus, you know, catches, over 400 yards for three of them. You know, it's very consistent, very even across the board, and you can't really pick one guy to, you know, to cover on offense. So that's been great. And defensively, we're a little bit more of a veteran group on defense, and it shows. It shows. You know, pitch a shutout this week. You know, we've given up, I think, a total of like 14 points over four games. You know, and we're really playing well. You know, playing team ball. Everyone's being accountable, playing their assignment, and it's been really, to be honest, it's been really a joy, you know, and no, we have no complaints.
No doubt. Coach Hector Clavijo joining us. He is the head coach at Champagnat High School, right here in South Florida and Hialeah area. Another thing, too, is you have a team like this, and your defense certainly gets probably less of the shine, but as you mentioned, there's a lot of veterans on that unit. I mean, you're strong. Your front seven is strong. Your secondary's getting an opportunity to really play. I mean, when you play games against like True Prep or Chaminade Madonna and schools like that, it gives you an opportunity to test these kids against, you know, proven talent. And you know as well as I do, when you play teams like people are playing you or people are playing Chaminade or Northwestern, there are things that your team does and all championship teams do that the opposing team says, yeah, that's why they're the defending state champions, because they can do this and they've got speed here and they can cover and they can score quickly. What are some of the things that you figure before you get to that state championship game? I guess it's now about 3 weeks or so. I mean, and yeah. I'm not counting the chickens before they're hatched, but I know that you have the talent level. But, well, okay, let's just put it this way. What are things that you want to work on coming into the Moorhaven game that maybe you felt in this last week's game, you know, we need to work on that?
I just think it's just, you know, being a little bit more disciplined you know, an eye standpoint. You know, it's not falling for the, you know, for the movement up front, you know, not falling for the double moves in the back. Like, just being more disciplined within the system, you know. We're doing a great job aligning. We're doing a great job with our assignments. All those things have been great, you know, but that's where the leadership comes in, you know. And I'll be honest, like, we lost two starters to car accidents, you know, this during this season, you know, to season-ending injuries, you know, just due to car accidents, which has been kind of wild. So add that to the list of other things going on. You know, so that really hurt us in the secondary. But guys have stepped up. You know, guys have stepped up. I made some changes that, you know, fit us best, and it's been really, really solid. And just continue to play to our strengths. You know, that's something I'm big on, is I never try to put the square peg in the round hole, you know. So I think by doing that, everything kind of works itself out, you know, and we never really, you know, run into too many issues, you know.
Yeah. No doubt. That's Hector Clavijo. He's the head coach at Champagnat Catholic. They will be playing Moorhaven this week, another 2A state title game, or state playoff game, rather. Coach, again, thanks so much for taking the time. I know we'll be talking to you plenty over the next month or so. And stay well, stay safe, and go get them.
Thank you. Thank you, Larry. Have a good one. Be safe.
You too. Coach Hector Clavijo, and he's really done a great job with Champagnat Catholic, the defending 2A state champions. So we'll be hearing plenty from them over the next month or so. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts treat athletes of all level, whether it's an elite pro, active adult, or youth athlete. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. And as I tell you all the time, and I'm proud to say it, AutoNation, and that is who is driving us this fall, and they are just the best in everything that they do. I can't tell you, you know, even away from the car business, they leave a mark with education and scholarships and their commitment to cancer research. AutoNation doesn't just sell cars and trucks for less. They also buy them for a lot more. AutoNation will buy your car for cash. Appraisers will pay you top dollar for your vehicle, whether it's online or in the store. You'll get a check on the spot, and wow, couldn't that help? Just pop it right into the bank, deposit it right away. So why sell cars anywhere else? Turn your car into cash at AutoNation. And if you need service like we did, AutoNation's service tech experts are ready to help. Oil changes, tires, batteries, collision repair, and a lot more. Whenever service is needed, the AutoNation tech experts can do it all and all for less. Plus, they sanitize every vehicle serviced so you stay clean all the way home. To schedule service, appraise your car, or for that AutoNation store nearest you, visit AutoNation.com. We talk Florida Gator football. Corey Bender is next. Back with you on a South Florida High School Sports Monday evening. Larry Bluestein, Dan Day. Is this Ugly Kid Joe?
No. Faith No More.
That's right, Faith No More. Oh wow. This is something that brings you back.
Oh, Mike wow. Patton, I love his singing.
Same kind of music a little bit.
Yeah, Ugly Kid Joe had that I Hate Everything About You song.
Yes, that's right. And a good one too. It's a good one. Yeah. Wow. Well, you're bringing me back, I'll tell you what. Dan Day is the best. I can't tell you. As we take you up until 8 o'clock this evening, thanks so much to Hector Clavijo, the head coach at Champagnat Catholic. And now we turn our attention to the University of Florida, and why not? I mean, the Gators have been playing extremely well. That kind of is a little residual in the recruiting. Dan Mullen has struck gold with Kyle Trask, and they're doing extremely well. And Corey Bender is on top of the Florida Gators like nobody else from Gators territory. He is kind enough to join us this evening. First of all, congratulations on being a father, which I know that you relish so much. And the Gators, what a great year it's been for you.
No, it's been busy. It's been fun. Like you said, this year has been wacky as far as not being able to go to games, obviously due to COVID and everything. But you know, at the same time, I've been able to spend more time with my son since he was born 3 weeks ago. And yeah, man, just like I said, it's been a fun and enjoyable year, you know, from football, obviously, with Trask rewriting all the records, so many records across the board. And obviously, my son keeping me busy as well. So obviously, no complaints on my end. And like you said, with Florida, like you said, they played Vanderbilt this Saturday, and it all goes as expected. They'll probably roll over Vanderbilt as well. So it's been a fun year if you're a Gator fan.
It has been. I mean, you know, just in the last couple of weeks, beating Georgia, taking apart a Arkansas team, which had started to turn the corner until the Gators took the corner away from them. What has it been? People are saying, well, you know, Dan Mullen, if it wasn't for Felipe Franks being injured or this, he would still be the quarterback and we'd never know about Kyle Trask. This doesn't happen very often, but this kid's he's got to be one of the front runners for the Heisman Trophy. And you talk about coming from nowhere, and think about De'Eric King and him going to the same high school. And wow, that boggles your mind more. Talk about Kyle Trask and what he's meant to this team, because he's lifted this program.
No, it's funny you mention that, too, because even when Felipe was quarterback, it was a Kentucky game where he got injured last year, Kyle Pitts at the same time didn't really find his groove until Kyle Trask took over. When Felipe was the quarterback, Trask was obviously in the lineup, but he wasn't one of the go-to targets. Once Trask came in and took over last year, you really saw Pitts become his number one target. And obviously both have helped each other catapult each other, obviously, into that national scene as far as from the NFL draft prospect standpoint, but also just being two of the best players in college football. But yeah, going back to Trask, it's been amazing to watch. You can almost do a 30. They'll probably do a 30 for 30 on this guy, especially if he wins the Heisman. But as far as with him, man, I think it's just his decision-making, his ball placement, and how poised he is. It's one of those kids that could easily transfer out of the program a few years ago and played at a smaller school just based off where he was at that point, thinking, hey, I'm never going to see the field here. Felipe Franks is a quarterback. They're always recruiting highly regarded kids. You know, Emory Jones was the highest-rated quarterback that Mullen's ever recruited. So you have to face that as well, seeing him come into the program. But it's a testament, man, as far as hard work and believing yourself. I mean, he sat back, waited his turn, and now is cashing in the opportunity. And, I mean, every single record, I mean, he broke two his record for the most touchdown passes in the first six games of a season. He's rewrote the record books as far as 10 different records, you know, as far as what you can kind of list off the top of your head. But he's had six games of four touchdowns this year as well. Four 350-yard passing outings too. The list goes on and on. The kid's just poised. And even after he connects on a lot of these touchdowns, he's not one of those ones that sits back and celebrates. He's just a very mature kid. He waited his opportunity. And his mixture of ball placement as far as how poised he is in the pocket and his pocket awareness has really paid off. And I think Florida's offensive line too, it kind of gets overlooked because of last year. They really struggled up front. That was one of the weak points of the team. But, Stone Forsythe, who played at West Orange High School in Central Florida, he's right at left tackle. He's quietly having a really good year as well. So they're giving him a lot of time back there, too. And then, Naquan Wright's another one from your neck of the woods down Miami. Yes. A lot of these running backs have been really effective out of the backfield catching and kind of giving him that security blanket whenever he needs it. So it's been a well-rounded effort. But, yeah, as far as Trask, man, you can go on and on as far as the records he's broken. A lot of the boxes he does check off as a quarterback is really remarkable.
And you talk about a guy like Kyle Pitts. I mean, here's a guy who, you know, we knew this last year. We saw a little bit of him last year and watched how he matured. This guy's a first day, first early pick. I mean, he is. I mean, he's got to be as versatile a tight end. He's a tight end with speed, pass catching guy who always gets open, creates mismatches. You have him, and then you have some receivers. So with an improving offensive line, with a running game, like you said, that's versatile, that doesn't only run the ball but catches out of the backfield, this is a very powerful offense that's really tough to stop.
No, absolutely, man. And I think it goes back because you look at last year, Florida graduated four of their top receivers last year, from Hammond to Freddie Swain. So a lot of these guys on the roster from last year that departed from NFL and just graduation, you've had a lot of guys like Trayvon Grimes, who's a former five-star guy, really step up and make the most out of his opportunities. You have Jacob Copeland. Justin Shorter, it's funny, a lot of Penn State fans were saying when he transferred to Florida, basically like, yeah, we don't need him. He doesn't have good hands and all this and all that. And he's made some remarkable catches this year. And, it's been a well-rounded effort. And a lot of the pieces just really clicking with this team. It's a very tight unit as well. It starts with Trask, obviously. I mean, you can just every game, his efficiency as far as his – at times there's some balls that he'll throw that make you like, ugh. You know, one pass a game where it's almost picked off. But for the most part, man, his decision-making is off the charts. And I always – going back to the running backs, too, like you were saying, the versatile ones – Naquan Wright, he's one that's been really rising up the depth chart in recent weeks. And I'm happy for the kid because I know he battled injuries in high school. He was kind of a late addition to that class. He had the camp at Friday Night Lights, so really had Dan Bull and staff believe in what he can do, especially come off the injury. And mixed in with him and with Damian Pierce, who's been running the ball very strong up the middle. You have Malik Davis, too. It's a really deep unit. And then it's funny, when Pitts goes out of the lineup, I didn't expect them to really have many hiccups. You know, you have Keon Zipperer, who was a highly regarded tight end. He had two touchdowns this past week. And then, obviously, our guy Kamori Gamble down at Miami Southridge. He had a touchdown last week versus Georgia. So a lot of bright spots, a lot of depth, but also a lot of youth, too. There's just a lot of notable names that you recognize from the recruiting trail, and now they're all cashing in their opportunity and stepping up. It's great to see, especially with guys like you and I who cover these guys. And like Kamori Gamble, it's just such a good story with him because I know he's kind of been shadowed by the Zipperers of the world and obviously Pitts. And to see him get out there and have a good outing against Georgia, that was really good to see. So and the thing is, too, with that, it just raises their confidence. I'm not saying a lot of guys always want to transfer and stuff, but you see guys like even Emory Jones, like you know you're going to be sitting behind Trask this year. But Mullen does a good job of getting the guys in the game whenever he can to kind of boost their confidence because, you know, sure, next year it's going to be once Trask is gone, you know, it's going to be interesting as far as who steps up or not, and it all starts with confidence. So it's kind of good to see everyone cashing in when they can.
Yeah, no doubt. Corey, if they want to follow you and follow everything that you do at Gator Territory, at Gators Territory, let them know, let everybody know how to follow you.
Yeah, absolutely, man. So Gators Territory, just as simple as that, that's our Twitter account. And then obviously with me, it's a Corey and then underscore Bender. That's my Twitter account. And then our website, you know, it's just GatorsTerritory.com. And it's very rare when we don't have at least 5 to 7 pieces of content every day. So if you're a Gator fan, definitely head over there. And we're also running a promo right now, too. So it's 25% off our annual membership. And you also get a $75 digital code to Nike.com to kind of load up on any Gators gear you want. So
nice.
With the holidays around the corner, yeah, it's a no-brainer deal. If you're a Gators fan, head over there. And, yeah, like you said, you get a load up on Gators gear for the holiday, but you also get a good discount on the annual membership, especially with the way Ford is playing. It's a great deal.
Yep. Good stuff. Again, congratulations, Dad, and hope you get some sleep a couple of nights. You and Mom get some sleep a couple of nights there.
No, thank you so much, Larry. Thanks for having me on, man. Have a good rest of the night, too.
Good job. Corey Bender from Gators Territory. Check him out. Definitely a great follow. Knows his stuff inside and out. Gator fan or just a recruiting fan. And certainly he'll be checking out guys like our next guest who has been a meteoric rise in his 2 years in high school football. Linebacker, starting linebacker since the day he arrived in Plantation for American Heritage. And we're welcome in a sophomore, David Vidala, to our show here on a Monday night. David, thanks so much for taking the time and congratulations on everything that's come your way so far.
Thank you, Mr. Bluestein. How are you doing tonight?
Good. I'm doing good. Big game week, but isn't it always? Everybody's always after Heritage. Everybody, you always have that target, no matter who you are, on the road, at home. Talk about your career. I mean, you started out last year, had a tremendous freshman season, led the team in tackles, one of the tops in the state, got a lot of looks by colleges in your very first year. Talk about that. I mean, just getting an opportunity to play and make a difference as a freshman on a team like that.
You know, I'd say things aligned basically as perfect as they could. My goal coming in to Heritage was start off on the special teams, and from there, things aligned as good as they could. And, you know, when I got the starting job, I just went with it and I never looked back.
Right. I mean, think about all the people you have to help you over there. I mean, you have a coaching staff that's been there, done that, you know, whether it been at the NFL level, a high college level, people like that, Coach Porter, who is a tremendous defensive mind, who's played in the league before. You have Coach Sertan, who's one of the best defensive backs we've had. So you have a lot of people to lean on at the school, obviously. Talk about that, because I think that's important to have coaches that not just played the game, but really played the game and understand everything you're going through.
Yeah, having such a experienced coaching staff really gives us, you know, a big advantage when we're in the big games, and, you know, they have the experience to lead in the right direction. You know, like you said, Coach Darryl Porter, you know, he's a defensive mastermind behind what we have going on, and Pat Surtain, he keeps everything in control. And, you know, my linebacker coach, Coach Harris, you know, he's a great coach. He's, I'd say, the best coach I've ever had. He's, you know, so technical and disciplined. He's a great coach for us.
Right. David Vidala joining us, sophomore linebacker at American Heritage Plantation. They have kind of a rematch this week against Northwestern, an outstanding game. We'll talk about that in a minute. But talk about the players with you. I mean, you've always, you know, American Heritage is always surrounded by outstanding football talent. This year, certainly no exception, whether it be on the defensive line. To me, one of the big stories there, you know, maybe Marvin Jones Jr., a guy who is basically a wide receiver most of his career and has turned it around on defensive side, an outstanding athlete, makes plays, he's long. Talk about guys like that, Earl Little Jr., players that surround you and help you, you know, become that focal point.
Yeah, we have very elusive guys. You know, like how you said, Marvin Jones switched from wide receiver to D-end, or Jacoby Spells switching from wide receiver to corner.
Right.
We have elusive guys at all positions, and my other linebacker, Jaden Kinlock, he's a great duo to be a part of, and we're just a really big force when it comes to the run game and even the pass game. Guys like James Williams and Boogsy Silvera, great leaders and, you know, big-time players, and they make big-time plays.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, and you watch that defense, one of the best defenses around. No, I mean, obviously, this is a team that works hard, works in the offseason. This year, everybody was kind of limited. I know that you busted your tail by yourself. I know I saw pictures where you were doing makeshift weights, you know, with anything you had, which is great, which is resourceful. But you've been into that. I mean, your freshman year, you joined weightlifting team. You were one of the top weightlifters on the team. You always take things to the next level. You have guys to push you. I know that Jaden wrestles and he's into the weight room a lot. What is it about? What do you have to prove? Because I watch you. You're technically as good as anybody out there. You replays well. You're strong. What do you need to improve on over the next year or so?
What I need to improve on is, you know, just learning the game a lot more and becoming a lot faster. You know, like, right. Like I said, in other sports, like weightlifting, and this year I'm going to wrestle. You know, when I commit to something, I want to be the best at it. So I'm going right. to, you know, work as much as I can in whatever I'm doing, and I'm not going to, you know, if something isn't going good, I'm just going to quit. You know, if I'm committed to something, I'm really committed to it.
Mm-hmm. No doubt. David Vidala is our guest. He's a sophomore linebacker at American Heritage and Plantation. Game on Friday night, Northwestern. You played them last year. You've already played St. Thomas. You know the high-level football. You know, I mean, you guys play it every day. Talk about that opponent, because obviously they respect you now from last year. You respect them. Talk about that game.
This is really a big redemption game for us. You know, the way it ended last year was not what we wanted. And, you know, this is our chance to redeem ourselves from last year and go into the next week, because we plan on winning. We're going into next week with one goal in mind. That's winning the state championship.
Yep, no doubt. David, again, thanks so much for taking the time. We'll see you out there on Friday. It's going to be a good one. The Heritage and Northwestern, second round game, which is crazy. Could be easily a state semifinal or a state final, but that's how the football year has gone and went like that last year. Dave, thanks so much for joining us, taking time out of your Monday night for us, and we'll talk to you real soon.
All right. Thanks so much for having me. Have a good night.
You too. David Vidala, if you haven't seen him, sophomore, linebacker, big-time kid. He'll be on display over the next couple of years, and that's a guy definitely to check out. I mean, we're talking far advanced for any sophomore. Like I said, he led that team in tackles last year. Exciting. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts treat athletes of all levels, whether it's elite pros, active adults, or even youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. And AutoNation doesn't just sell cars and trucks for less. They also buy them for a lot more. AutoNation will buy your car for cash. Everybody needs that right now, especially a lot of people still unemployed. Put that right in the bank. Appraisers will pay you top dollar for your vehicle, whether it's in the store or online. You'll get a check on the spot that you could deposit right away. So why sell your car to anywhere else? Turn your car into cash at AutoNation. And if you need service, AutoNation service tech experts are ready to help. Oil changes, tires, battery, collision repair, and a lot more. Whatever service you need, AutoNation tech experts can do it all, and all for much less. Plus, they sanitize every vehicle service. That's a big selling point. To schedule service, appraise your car, or for the AutoNation store nearest you, visit AutoNation.com. We come back and wrap up our Monday show. Stefan Adams, Kane's Insight, is next. That's my song right there, Ugly Kid Joe, back with you to wrap things up on a Monday evening, Larry Bluestein, Dan Day. Love it. Love that song, man. Awesome. Thanks so much to David Vidal and Corey Bender in our last segment. There we are. I'm doing the sunny weather. There you go. Wow. And it kicks in, and I even remember it. for joining us in our last segment, we wrap things up with a look at the U. University of Miami, 7-1, having a tremendous year. Obviously, tough games, but we knew that. We knew that all these games would be tough down the stretch, especially ACC. Stefan Adams covers the Hurricanes for Canes Insight, and he's always kind enough to join us, and he's kind enough on this Monday night. Stefan, thanks so much for taking the time.
Absolutely, Larry. What's going on?
Well, watching the Hurricanes and watching, you know, what's going on. And obviously, this has been a year where the ball's bouncing right for them. They have, you know, a bunch of kids out of the game last week for depth-wise. They still come away with a win. I mean, there's a lot to like, but obviously there's a lot of cautious optimism because a lot of this can go away just as fast as it came. You're going to lose 4, 5, 6, 7 playmakers at the end of this year if they choose to go, and I'm sure most of them will. Trying to build depth is what Miami's doing. This 21 class is going to do that. Take a look at the season so far, what you like, what you think that there needs to be work done on. I mean, can't complain about 7-1, but you have to also understand that, you know, that if you want to build a program, this has got to be a consistent thing. It's got to be a 7-1 start almost every year, or there's disappointment.
Yeah, and they're certainly learning how to win and slowly building up that that way that they've been doing so far this whole season. Is just you just compare it to last year, that those maturity problems and just not able to get over the hump and losing games that they should easily win against teams like FIU, Louisiana Tech. So now when they're winning these close games and they're making those necessary plays to win in close games like they have been, I think it's a step up, and I think it says a lot about you know, what Manny Diaz is doing here as a program. And you know, early in the season, the first four wins, they had won by double digits, so they weren't really tested in this fourth quarter. And you've seen the past 3 weeks, they've been able to pull out 3 straight close wins just by making those clutch plays in the fourth quarter. And I think it tells you a lot about your team. And I think it gives Manny Diaz and the rest of the staff a lot more confidence that they can, you know, have trust in these kids to pull out close games, maybe when everything's not going right for them.
Yeah, no doubt. And obviously you look to a lot of those younger players to get some experience. And it's, you know, in past years, they may have built a lead early on and got a lot of those kids in there. This year, they've had to use the core. And especially with whatever it is, whether it's COVID or whatever list that these kids are making, do you get to a point, and I posed this to Alex Donnell last week when we were doing something, and I said, when is a time where you start having to answer why there's so many kids on that not playing list? I mean, what is that? I mean, it's, and especially a team that needs the depth like Miami.
Yes, I mean, it's certainly tough, and there's a million different factors that go into, you know, how you end up getting COVID and how it spread and the certain protocols that they have as a team. They've been great in terms of keeping the count low, and they've really had no issues up until this point. And that's all the way going back to, you know, March and over the summer and through fall camp. They've actually been, you know, commended for how well they've done by a lot of people out there. So it's unfortunate that it keeps growing and it keeps going up. And, you know, that's kind of why they're at this point right now. You would hope to see it at some point. It starts to drop off. And I think that was the hope after this is the third straight week they've increased those numbers. Last week, there was some optimism that maybe they get those numbers back down. But again, we saw 3 key starters out against Virginia Tech and a host of other top backups out against the Hokies. So it's tough. You know, there's always a fine line, and you just hope to see that those numbers start dropping.
Yeah, I mean, you'd like to have Campbell and Rivers, if nothing else, for some depth rather than being on some COVID list and back in Coral Gables, you know, especially when you're building and you need. I mean, because let's face it, I mean, all the teams, and we've said this over and over, Stefan, I think that all these teams are kind of comparable, I would think. You know, the Virginias and the Virginia Techs and Miamis and NC States, everybody's kind of like interchangeable. I mean, you're like 4 or 5 points either way. So while you're in that, you need every advantage you can get. Talk about advantage. De'Ara King is just, I mean, if you ever sat there and bragged and pointed out all the great things about somebody and they ever came true, this is one guy it's all coming true with.
Yeah, I mean, he's really done pretty much everything they've asked of him, and he's done it at a high level for most of the time. He's been working with a tough O-line. I mean, they've been one of the worst offensive lines in terms of sacks given up this year, and that's with his running ability. So that just kind of tells you where this offensive line is at, and of course, offensive lines have problems for a long time. But with King, you know, he last week, 2 weeks ago against NC State, you saw what he could really do if given that time and opportunity, and the receivers are clicking and that chemistry is starting to blossom. It's why he's right in the thick of the Heisman race right now, and he can get it done through the air with his deep ball, making plays with his legs on the ground, and with his leadership, and making sure that Miami is doing what they're supposed to do throughout the week and not getting distracted, not losing focus, and coming to the game prepared and ready to win. And that just gives everybody around him so much more confidence to go out and make the right choices off the field and on the field, that to play the best of their abilities. And, you know, he just raises the entire team up. And I think that's what he's really shown. And now this past 2 weeks, he's had the opportunity to show that clutch gene a little bit, make plays in the fourth quarter.
Sure.
And he's passed that test as well.
You know, as we're speaking with Stephon Adams, Kane's insight, another big thing, too, is you're getting productivity from those guys that you call, that people called out a couple of weeks ago. Pope, Harley, guys like that who needed to step up, guys who've been in that room for a long time, been on that team. Kids look up to them. They're finally getting that. They're finally getting it done, and it's about time.
Yeah, and you, those guys you mentioned, those receivers, that was really honestly my thought of, well, you know, what was really holding this offense back the most is that receiver play. And you've really started to see it pick up these past 3 weeks. Not quite as explosive game this week versus Virginia Tech as they had last week versus NC State, but it's tough to top those numbers they're putting up against the Wolfpack 2 weeks ago. You saw a little bit more drops this week, but again, they made a lot of big plays towards the end of the game, and a lot of big catches. Of course, you saw Pope with the game-winning touchdown catch and run, and Dee Wiggins had over 100 yards in this one, and Mike Harley continuing that consistency. Always, you can get it done in the short game with those quick slants, quick curls, and he also has that speed to beat you deep. So it's a really, if they can continue this this production, it really sets up talent-wise to be a very good wide receiver group. But we've always just had questions with that consistency. So it's solid right now. You like to see that it's been doing well these past three games, and you just want to see it continue ending the season.
Now, they were talking about the last three games are going to be altered. Did you find out how they're going to be altered, how this is going to work?
Yes. So they moved all the games, the last three games. Miami's going to be off the next 2 weeks,
okay.
And they're going to end up playing their last three games in December. So December 5th is Wake Forest, December 12th is North Carolina, and December 19th is Georgia Tech. And December 12th and December 19th were supposed to be just the end of the season. So they're just kind of extending the season out a little bit more so that Miami can play those games. So it's a little bit interesting, of course, but you know, these are the type of things that you have to work with, you know, given the situation we're all in, and not even just the football world, but everywhere.
Yeah, everywhere. Stephon, everybody wants to read all about what you're writing and all your tweets. Give them an avenue to get there.
Absolutely. You guys can find us on CanesInsight.com or at CanesInsight on Twitter. You know, always covering the team, recruiting, and of course the message board is always popping. So just go ahead and check us out at Cade's Insight. We'd love to have you join the conversation.
Good stuff, man. Thanks so much. Stay safe. We'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Absolutely, Larry. Take care, my man.
Good job. Well, that's going to wrap it up for a Monday evening. Dan Day, as always, thanks so much for what you do. AutoNation, thank you so much for what you do. And youhealthsportsmedicine.com, exactly, powering us through all this. And don't forget, we're back with you every Monday night, 6 to 8. Same channel, same information, lot of guests. And you can go and listen to the replay. WQAM.com, on demand at the top of the page. Scroll down, and there we are. Thanks so much. Have a great week. Stay safe, and we'll see you next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.